Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. The image is creepy enough, but the information passed along with it is much worse. Photos of a cloaked figure reportedly leaving raw meat near a Gastonia playground went viral online. According to online posts, sparked fear among locals after it was reportedly caught on camera standing outside an apartment complex in Gastonia, North Carolina, dressed in a dark cloak. Police say they looked into the case, and investigators met with the manager of the Hudson Woods apartment complex last about the photo. The two photos appear to have been taken through a window with blinds in the foreground. The rumor said the person donned a floor-length hooded attire. Their identity and gender are unknown. The photo also claimed that the figure had been dropping meat near a local playground. Officers could not confirm that the photo actually came from the playground near the apartment complex. It could have come from anywhere, they say. We don't know if this is some bogus prank someone is trying to play. Lance Calhoun, director of operations for Southwood Realty, the management company that runs Hudson Creek, had few answers as well. We don't know if it's one of the residents with an interesting way of presenting themselves or if it's a trespasser. But some who live in the apartments want answers. You never know what you're going to get when you open up a container of butter. Jan Castellano of Wildwood, Missouri, told TV station KSDK that she saw the image of Trump in her fresh tub of Earth Origins organic spread. And there is definitely a face there. It looks a little bit like SpongeBob, but possibly Trump. Take a look at the photos yourself at darkmatternews.com and let us know if you see Trump in this tub of butter. New NASA satellite imagery shows that California is sinking even faster than scientists had thought. The imagery reveals that some areas of the Golden State are sinking more than 2 inches per month. Though the sinking, called subsidence, has long been a problem in California, the rate is accelerating because of the state's extreme drought. That's fueling voracious groundwater pumping. This is Dark Matter News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860, 800-733-6860.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860. 800-733-6860.
A scientist in charge of finding signs of life on other planets has warned that human beings maybe should think twice before making contact with aliens. Professor Matthew Bales is based at Swinburne University in Melbourne. He is warning that making contact with aliens capable of sending powerful signals to Earth through thousands of light years could lead humanity into disaster. He says they are likely to be much more advanced. He says the history of weak civilizations contacting advanced civilizations is not a happy one. Professor Bales heads up the Breakthrough Prize Foundation's $100 million search for alien life, which is being financed by Russian billionaire Yuri Milner and backed by Professor Stephen Hawking. The team working on the project will use the Parkes Radio Telescope to scan the universe. They will use one of the largest telescopes in the world in what is described as bringing a Silicon Valley approach to the search for intelligent life. The initiative will cover 10 times more area of sky than previous programs. Professor Bales said the difficulty is to know what sort of signal you're looking for. There is no manual on how to find aliens. We'll have to imagine the sort of transmissions an alien race might send. The computers, he warned, would take a year to build, and the project has 5 years to run. But he said the signal, if and when it arrives, would likely be quite small after traveling across such vast distances. He said that scientists hope that aliens will send a pattern human beings would be able to recognize, maybe numbers. He said we may all be long dead and buried before we've worked out how to reply and the aliens get an answer. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.